Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, July 2nd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the cost of flying is going up again, and why it's important to stay on top of your finances. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Starting on July 21st, the TSA will more than double the mandatory fee it charges many flyers and will no longer cap these fees.
Right now, you pay $250 for each leg of your flight with a $5 cap on a one-way flight. That's going to change, and it's going to be $5.60 for each leg of the flight, and there's no cap.
MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill says the higher fees, which will generate an estimated extra $16.9 billion over the next 10 years, according to the government, will help pay for flyer security. And the TSA notes that the current fees have never fully covered its cost. Katie says business travelers in particular who take multi-leg flights will really notice the difference.
You go from New York to Boston and then to Denver and then to LA and then back to New York. I mean, each time you're going to get a fee there. So it really can add up.
Katie says, unfortunately, there's not much that travelers can do.
If you can book direct flights and they're cheaper, which often they aren't, I mean, that's the way to go. But there's not very much way to avoid it. It's going to get rolled into your ticket, and it's just kind of something we're going to have to absorb.
There are more tips for reducing the cost of these fees available at MarketWatch.com. As we continue, why it's so crucial to monitor your financial statements.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates and an intuitive drag-and-drop website builder, you can get your business online today. No coding needed. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Are you carefully monitoring your financial statements? Adam Levin of Credit.com conveys a story that should remind you it's important to stay on top of these things.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, two California teenagers were recently accused of using a stolen credit card to rent a $240,000 sports car and a $12 million vacation home. Whoever owns the allegedly stolen credit card has one mother of a credit limit. It costs $13,000 to rent an orange McLaren sports car and $27,000 to book the vacation home. Amazingly, it wasn't the credit card use that led police to the joyriding teens. Police tracked them down after the sports car, even though it had been apparently rented by the pair, was reported stolen. They were arrested and charged with possessing stolen property and credit card fraud. How do you miss $40,000 of luxury rentals on your credit card? Well, if you're not keeping an eye on card activity, it can happen. Credit card fraud and identity theft can be seriously damaging. But the good news is that there are plenty of ways to spot them. Many card issuers offer the option of setting spending alerts. Keep close tabs on your credit card statements and monitor your credit closely, which you can do for free by getting a snapshot of your credit data and monthly updates from Credit.com. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.